Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, Carlos, everything okay with Peterson?
Yeah, physically fine. He was just feeling nauseous there. And we went out there and he said he felt like he got punched in the stomach and got like a little bit of blurry vision. He thought at some point he was, that was it. Physically, he's fine.
So as he's fighting through there, what's your thought process going?
Yeah, going into the game, we knew we were a little short in the bullpen, and we needed Peterson to go, pretty much use all of his pitches, close to 90 pitches there, 95, I think we were comfortable with him. Watching that inning unfold, and, you got a two-run lead, and Jimenez is on deck, you're kind of thinking, all right, if he's good to go physically and feeling fine, I'm going to get him through Jimenez, and just couldn't finish the job there. He tried, obviously, after what he was feeling there on the mound, and that was the thought process there.
Saying that you were relatively short in the bullpen, again, though, they came through. What has this bullpen shown you early this season?
Yeah, look, they've been outstanding. Kranick's, again, coming in with the bases loaded and limiting the damage there, getting out of that jam, coming, attacking the strike zone, using his pitches, not panicking, slowing the game down, going back out there. He was pitch efficient. We've been running him pretty hard here, but, man, he's been great. Rick Garrett, obviously, coming in, attacking the zone. Minter, probably the best he's looked as far as stuff-wise goes. Letting it loose, live on the fastball, movement on the secondary pitches, and then Diaz today, even though he hit a couple of batters. Again, I think the confidence, guys coming in, understanding that attacking the zone is a priority, trusting your pitches in the zone, attacking, and they're doing that.
Mike?
Do you worry at all, Carlos, if this is sustainable, the amount you've been relying on the bullpen here early?
At some point, starters are gonna start going deep in games. That's the nature, especially early on when these guys, a lot of them are coming off a pitch count, as you want to call it. You want to be smart about it. And that's why it's important to have a few guys that can give you multiple innings. And we've seen it in the past 9 games or so. But comfortable with the starters that they're going to start going deep here pretty soon.
Manny?
Well, was Peter's nauseousness and everything something he was battling throughout the game?
No. He said, and then after he came out talking to the trainers, I went up and checked on the trainer to see if there was something here before the game, throughout the outing. He was no. According to Petey, he was just in that particular moment there that kind of hit him. So nobody was aware of anything. He didn't say anything. He wasn't feeling anything, so.
And just Brett Beatty seems to be scuffling a little bit out there. Just what are you seeing from him?
Yeah, I think he's they keep throwing fastballs by him. I think maybe a little off time-wise, the timing, because he's either swinging through the fastball or chasing ball, off-beat pitches out of the strike zone. He will continue to fight. He'll continue to work, and he'll get through it.
Steve?
Carlos, just go back to the bullpen for a second. You said you knew you were a little short. Is everything okay with Stanek?
Yeah, but I got him hot 3 times yesterday and didn't come in. He was getting ready to come in the 8th when we were down 2, bases loaded. On a tie game, he was going to come in the 8th. We didn't score. Brazoban went back there. Then he was going to pitch the 9th. We ended up tying. Diaz ended up pitching. And then he was going to come in the 10th, and we ended up winning. So got him hot 3 times, and I was staying away from him today.
Ron?
What has impressed you about Kranick's ability in these 2 bases loaded situations? And do you think he could have, a year or 2 or 3 ago, gotten out of those situations as flawlessly as this, or has he evolved?
Yeah, look, this is all new for him. He was a starter. But I feel like because he's been on the starting role, and got to go deep in games and face a lineup multiple times, you're going to face traffic. You're going to have to find a way to keep making pitches and limit damage. Now, out of the bullpen, it's kind of like the same mentality. I have to attack the zone. I have to slow the game down. I have to execute pitches. What's been really good to see is he's, like I said, understanding the situation and not trying to do too much or throw too hard in just basically executing pitches. Not an easy thing to do when you're just new to that role at the big league level, and he's done that.
Dave?
Just with Petis and Carlos, how much the temptation was to kind of pull him when he was hunched over like that? I mean, did you go out there thinking that you were going to have to?
I thought it was something his back, you know, last thing you want is a guy bend over like that. And it's like, that's not a good look. But once I got out there and I heard stomach not feeling good, I was like, okay, at least it's not an arm. There's not nothing here that we have to worry. Just let it take your time, see how you go. And he just couldn't get the last out in that fifth inning.
I mean, just especially at that point of the game, too. I mean, that's a pretty hard decision to make if you don't think he can kind of
lay. Yeah, and look, health is the priority here. Even though on a day, like I said earlier, that we were a little short back there, if he couldn't go, I was going to go to the bullpen there. But I gave him a chance knowing that he's just more like the stomach, you know. So that's all to it.
Tim?
You guys overcame a subpar start to the season last year, but how valuable is getting off to a better start this season for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always good to win games, win series. It's way too early, you know. Like, we got to stay the course. We got to stick to our process. We got to, you know, take it one series at a time and go with it. Especially what we went through last year. But, look, it's a long year, man. And like I said, it's one day at a time mentality here.
Andrew?
Is it perhaps even more encouraging just the way that you guys are winning these games, how close they've been, you know, not much offense, the pitching staff coming through, knowing kind of what your offense is capable of?
Yeah, and that shows you that, you know, we're a good team, and we continue to find ways to get the job done, and that's what it's all about at this level, finding a way to come through to get the job done, whether we're not getting the big hit, because we're creating traffic. You know, we're getting guys on base, and, you know, if we continue to do that, we're going to be in a good place. But now the pitching, you know, especially that bullpen, has been huge for us, and that's what it's going to take. You know, they're not going to be perfect back there, and then there's going to be times where the offense will pick those guys up. There's going to be stretches where the starters are going to go deep in games, and that's how it goes. And like I said, it's good that we're getting the victories now.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.